Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The second baseman, Milt Groff. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Skeezes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tim Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pisani. Batting eighth. The pitcher, Tom Morgan. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Joe DeMaestri. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Tom Morgan. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, George Strickland. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. And now, play ball. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wertz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling takes first base on ball four. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Woodling moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into right field. Simpson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simpson. Woodling scores. Wertz moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a line drive towards third. Skeezes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeMaestri moves to third. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0 for 1 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling bunts towards the mound. Morgan fields it and throws to first for the out. Strickland moves to second. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 1 in the game. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Woodling. Zerniel reaches second base with a double. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Skeezus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezus is 0 for 1 in the game. Skeezus takes first base on ball 4. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. Zerniel moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0 for 1 in the game. Pisani hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Skeezus fields it, throws to second for 1. And over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-for-1 in the game. Busby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Busby moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe DeMaestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeMaestri is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. DeMaestri strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-2 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops it up and throws to first, with Lemon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woodling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. Woodling reaches second base with a double. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Skeezes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skeezes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Skeezes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wirtz. The throw from Thompson and he is out, Groff applying the tag. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a pop-up towards short. DeMaestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Wirtz settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pisani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisani is 0-for-2 in the game. Pisani hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. Pisani moves to second. Two outs. Herb Noren pinch hits for Joe DeMaestri. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pisani scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Billy Hunter pinch runs for Herb Noren. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Hunter now playing shortstop. Hector Lopez now playing third base. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan bunts towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Groff covering, for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Groff scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to third. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Milt Groff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groff is 0-for-3 in the game. Groff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Zerniel hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lemon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Woodling hits a fly ball into center field. Pisani settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-3 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wirtz takes first base on ball 4. Joe Altobelli pinch runs for Vic Wirtz. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-3 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Altobelli trying to get to second. Simpson throws the ball into Groff, who tags Altobelli for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Altobelli now playing first base. Tim Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Smith settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve pinch hits for Jim Pisani. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cleet Boyer pinch runs for Bob Serve. Mickey McDermott pinch hits for Tom Morgan. Don Mossy now pitching. Johnny Groth pinch hits for Mickey McDermott. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth strikes out. Two outs. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Karis Quell fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and Kansas City Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.